Goodbye to the Queen. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Queen Elizabeth II's state funeral service is set to take place shortly. Funeral attendees have been entering Westminster Abbey. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more.
Some 2,000 people are expected to attend. The service will include a reading from British Prime Minister Liz Truss and a sermon from the Archbishop of Canterbury. World leaders and other dignitaries will attend, as well as other royal families from across Europe. At the end of the Queen's funeral, 2 minutes of silence will be observed across Britain before her coffin is taken via procession to Windsor. She will be laid to rest at St. George's Chapel in a private burial service.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be in attendance. Hurricane Fiona has been pounding Puerto Rico. President Biden approved an emergency declaration for the island. National Hurricane Center's Brad Reinhart has the forecast.
Really, the big issue remains the heavy rainfall associated with Fiona, and that's going to continue to spread across Puerto Rico overnight and then reach portions of the Dominican Republic through Monday. These rains are expected to continue producing life-threatening and catastrophic flash and urban flooding.
Hurricane Fiona knocking out the power in Puerto Rico. A federal appeals court ruling that former President Trump's attorneys have until Tuesday to respond to a Justice Department's request to continue reviewing the Mar-a-Lago documents. Fox's Alexandria Hoff reports.
The Justice Department's argument has been that appointing a special master to this case will slow their investigation down, which it has. When Judge Eileen Cannon decided Thursday to side with Trump's legal team and appoint a third-party attorney, she also put a halt on the DOJ's reviewing of documents seized from Mar-a-Lago until that review is complete.
President Biden telling CBS's 60 Minutes Sunday that he is not asked about any details regarding the situation because he doesn't want to get involved with the Justice Department's decisions. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Congress must approve a spending bill in less than 2 weeks to avoid a government shutdown before Election Day. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington, D.C.
A sticking point to a short-term spending bill is permitting reform to ease red tape for energy projects. The provision was part of negotiations between Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin to strike a deal on the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act. Schumer intends to include the permitting reform in a spending bill, though dozens of progressive Democrats have signaled opposition. Any bill to avoid a government shutdown will need bipartisan support in the Senate to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold.
California Governor Gavin Newsom wants to debate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on the issue of immigration, following DeSantis's decision to send migrants to Martha's Vineyard. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details.
After Ron DeSantis took credit for sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard, Gavin Newsom sent a letter to the DOJ asking prosecutors to investigate whether this move was illegal. And Newsom responded to that by tweeting, "Hey, Governor DeSantis, clearly you're struggling, distracted, and busy playing politics with people's lives. Since you have only one overriding need, attention, let's take this up and debate. I'll bring my hair gel, you bring your hairspray. Name the time before Election Day."
Dancing with the Stars beginning its first ever streaming-only season.
After airing 30 seasons on ABC, season 31 of Dancing with the Stars will premiere new episodes on Disney+, the first debuting at 8 p.m. Eastern. This year's cast includes the show's first TikTok star, Charli D'Amelio, and her mother, Heidi, American Idol winner, Jordan Sparks, also Wayne Brady and The Bachelorette's Gabby Windy. Fan favorite pro dancers Mark Ballas and Louis Van Amstel also coming back, with Tyra Banks returning as host, with Alfonso Ribeiro joining her.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.